Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, March 27th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Tara Ingram. Tara has been coming to Mount Brook Baptist for at least 4 years, has been an official member for 4 months, and I am so excited about our discussion of life and faith at the end of the podcast. But first, she'll read God's word for us. Thank you, Tara, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Today, I'll be reading from Acts chapter 18, verses 18 through 28 from the New International Version. But Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sisters and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off at Cenchrea because of a vow he had taken. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. But as he left, he promised, "I will come back if it is God's will." Then he set sail for Ephesus. When he landed at Caesarea, he went up to Jerusalem and greeted the church, and then went down to Antioch. After spending some time in Antioch, Paul set out from there and traveled from place to place throughout the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he only knew the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers and sisters encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. When he arrived, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted his Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. Our next passage is from Psalm 76, and I'm reading from the New International Version. God is renowned in Judah. In Israel, his name is great. His tent is in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shields and the swords, the weapons of war. You are radiant with light, more majestic than mountains, rich with game. The valiant lie plundered. They sleep their last sleep. Not one of the warriors can lift his hands. At your rebuke, God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. It is you alone who are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry? From heaven you pronounce judgment, and the land feared and was quiet. When you, God, rose up to judge, to save all the afflicted of the land. Surely your wrath against mankind brings you praise, and the survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring gifts to the one to be feared. He breaks the spirit of rulers. He is feared by the kings of the earth.
Thank you so much, Tara, for joining the podcast and for reading so beautifully for us. We want to get to know you better. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up right around the corner here in Birmingham, went to Crestline, then the junior high, and then Mountain Brook High School.
I know that you have one sister, Emily, and she does not live here. What is her career, and what was it like growing up with her?
So from the very beginning, she was very into sports. She was the athlete in the family.
And how much younger is she than
She's 3 years younger.
Okay.
And she loved playing basketball and really just playing with the boys, which was so different than
me. She must have been a real athlete.
Yes, she was very good at anything she tried. And she now works in San Antonio for the Spurs. So she's gotten to continue her love of sports in her profession.
That's so fun. Give us more details about her job.
So she's very creative and does a lot of the photography and videography that you might see on social media, or you might even see her courtside with the camera if you watch a game.
When you were growing up, did you play sports or did you have certain activities after school or hobbies?
I was not the most athletic growing up, but I remember going to my sister's games and always having a book reading, maybe not being the most supportive sister, but I loved reading and spending time with friends and doing things with my family.
Do you still read a lot?
Yes. I am in a book club with some friends, and then I just like to read for fun on the side.
Is there a book that you might commend to us?
Yes, I read Little Women for the first time a few years ago and have reread it, I think, twice since. And it's just such a sweet story of sisterhood and family. And I know it's a classic, so maybe I'm late to the party, but the family in the story didn't grow up having much, but they found so much joy in just being with each other. And I just feel like there's a lot of good lessons I could take from that.
Here's a fun get-to-know-you question. Do you have any hidden talents?
I wouldn't say it's a talent yet. I'm working on it, but my husband, Wayne, loves to play golf and has been getting me some lessons to help improve my golf game, and they've been helping. I don't know if they're truly working yet, but I really love just being outside and getting to practice and spend time with him and our family.
What are several words to describe your personality?
This is a hard question. I was thinking about it leading up to it, and I think it's easy to want to ask maybe the people around me what they think about me.
I can see in you kindness, humility, gentleness, all these things.
Well, thank you, Mary. I would say the word that when I was reflecting on this was maybe a good listener. I like being the one listening. I'm not one to be in the spotlight or want the spotlight, but I like having a cup of coffee, going on a walk, and getting to catch up with a friend and listening.
Let's back up to your college career. What did you study, and now what industry do you work in?
So I went to Alabama, Roll Tide, and studied consumer affairs and did my master's in family financial planning, which is what I do now.
And how did you land the job that you're currently in?
So I knew I wanted to do something with people that was relational, but I also liked the numbers and analytical side. So wealth management and financial planning was just the perfect blend of that. And so where I currently work at Savant, I found when I interned summer before senior year.
What is one aspect of your job that brings you joy?
There's so many, but you're really walking through life with people through the good times, the bad times, when things change. And so it's really rewarding when you see a plan that you've put in place to get them to a goal when they reach it.
Growing up, did you guys go on beach vacations or mountain vacations? And what's one vacation that really sticks out to you?
We didn't love to fly, but we would always drive to the beach during the summers, and that was really fun, or go to my grandparents' lake house in North Georgia.
Your husband, Wayne, grew up at Mount Brook Baptist, but I want to know the backstory. How did you get to know him? When did you get married? I want all the deets.
So this is a fun story. I remember meeting Wayne when I was in seventh grade. They do a tour of the junior high where a ninth grader takes a group of incoming students and to show them around and get them familiar. So Wayne was my leader when he was in ninth grade and I was in seventh grade. So I remember meeting Wayne then, but just thought, oh, he's just a nice guy showing us the school. He does not remember meeting me till after we graduated from Alabama and we were set up on a blind date.
Oh, who set you up?
A lot of people want to take credit. My roommate, Kriya, had the idea planted in her mind. And another friend of mine, Sarah, also was scheming. And they looped in Cameron Cole, who's also here in the community. And Cameron was really the one making things happen and putting us together.
Where did you go on your first date?
We went to Petola, which was a great first date.
Yum.
But I remember Wayne picking me up and he said, "It's great to meet you." And I said, "It's nice to see you." And so the whole date, he was so nervous that he knew me somehow or I knew him and he couldn't figure out where and didn't want to ask. And I finally told him, I think around the fourth date. So I made him sweat it out a little bit.
And how long did you date and when did you get married?
So we dated about 10 months and then got married the following March in 2022.
And now you have Virginia Brooks, a daughter. How yes. old is she? And tell us about her personality.
So her birthday is actually tomorrow on the 28th. So she'll be one. And she is on the move. She is trying to walk and toddle and just laugh and smile. I'm thankful. She's really been such a joy, an easy baby.
Let's talk more about your journey of faith. How did you come to know Jesus and to follow him?
I'm so thankful. I feel like there was never a day where I didn't know the Lord. My parents were really influential in teaching us at an early age the love of God and just the grace and salvation that we all desperately need. I feel like it was probably as I got older where I had more of that personal relationship with the Lord. And there have been seasons where there's been trials and difficulty and then seasons of really sweetness and goodness. Mm-hmm. So it's been definitely a journey, but I'm thankful from a young age that foundation was planted for me.
When did you join Mount Brook Baptist?
So when we were dating, I knew he went to Mount Brook Baptist and I'd only been back in Birmingham about 6 months. So I was still kind of visiting churches and he invited me to come and it just felt so welcoming, which I know a lot of people say on the podcast, but it was really sweet to see the relationship he and Wayne shared of Wayne being his youth minister when my Wayne was in junior high and high school and just how that's grown over the years.
And now you guys are a part of the Grace Group and so involved in the ministry.
We love our Grace Group Sunday school class. It's a lot of couples that are in similar stages of life that we can just walk life alongside each other, encourage one another, pray for one another, and also have fun. Mm-hmm.
And your parents have recently joined Mount Brook Baptist as well, Brooks and Victoria. You mentioned how influential they were in your life. What were some of the best things they did as parents for you growing up, or how specifically did they impact your faith?
I feel like there's so many things I could say, but the first thing that comes to mind, they were so good about not only speaking about the Lord and our faith on Sundays. It was throughout the whole week. So we would do family Bible study at nights where we would either read through a book of the Bible together or go through a study together and just have time at the end of the day to reflect and also just pray out loud for one another.
And one thing that I see is so similar in you and your parents is just a discipline in your speech and your kindness to others. Did that rub off on you from your mom and dad?
That's so kind. Probably.
What are some of the things or services or aspects of Mountain Brook Baptist that you appreciate?
So I've already mentioned our Grace Group, which I love, and also with Virginia Brooks being in the Early Learning Center. That's been really sweet to get to know more families and the families in her class. And several of them have actually joined the church, like Ann Scott and Eric Averett and their little girl Collins. So it's just been really sweet to see more friendships grow from that.
And you guys are a part of a couples growth group.
Yes.
Share more about that with us.
So Douglas and Marcy Grant are so kind to open their home and give us dinner and just sit down and share and teach to us either a lesson or go through a study. And that's just a really sweet, smaller group where we can really encourage each other and grow in our marriages and our faith.
What are some of the ways you have served at Mountain Brook Baptist and how has that brought you joy?
Well, when we first got married, we did a lot with the youth group, which was really fun to get to pour into our preteens and teenagers. And now several of them have gone to college, so it's fun to see them when they come home. And now with Virginia Brooks, I volunteer a lot more with the children's care during worship.
Do you do the 3 through 5 or do you do a certain age group? What do you like?
Selfishly, I like to be in her class, but as Miss V would say, that she's kind of gets upset when she sees me playing with other kids. So I might switch around.
Is Miss V her teacher during the school day?
Yes, and we love her. She's been such a gift to our family.
Who is the other teacher in the classroom?
Miss Mary, and she has been so fun. Whenever I pick up Virginia Brooks, she always has fun music playing, and she's dancing and singing with them.
It is so wonderful that Miss V, Miss Valencia, is her teacher during the week, and also she sees her on Sunday morning. Does Virginia Brooks just light up? Does she think it's another weekday? What do you think she thinks when she comes to church?
Oh, she just loves Miss V. She wants to be held by Miss V and snuggle with Miss V and talk and sing with Miss V. So they're buds.
In this season of your life, what are some ways that you try to connect with the Lord?
I feel like right now we're in a busy season of life with the one-year-old, but recently my favorite has been on the way to daycare, putting on worship music, and just singing with Virginia Brooks. And that's just been a really sweet time together.
What is one of her favorite songs that you guys sing together?
I don't know if she has a favorite yet, but one of my favorites is from Ellie Holcomb's Creation album, and it's called Do Not Worry. And it's based on that scripture where it talks about the flowers in the field and the birds of the air and how the Lord provides for everything they need. And one of the lyrics towards the end says, because you're not a bird and you're not a flower. You don't have petals or wings, but there's good news. You're worth so much more to the God who made everything.
Thank you so much, Tara, for joining us, for helping us to understand your life and faith a little bit better. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Yes, I would love to. Dear Lord, I just thank you so much for this morning together and with all those who are listening. I just pray that you would bless this day and help us remember the scripture and your word. I just thank you that, like the song that me and Virginia Brooks sing, that we don't have to worry about anything and that you are our ultimate provider and comforter and that you make sure we have everything that we need. We just thank you for the gift of Mountain Brook Baptist Church and the people that make up the church body. And we just thank you that you've given us each special and unique gifts to serve you and that we can serve you better together. We just ask all these things in your son's name. Amen.